You're listening to Election Night coverage on KHUM. Right now, I have Supervisor Estelle Fennell on the phone. She's out at the Veterans Hall in Fortuna. What is the scene like out there today, Estelle?
Well, actually, it's pretty fun. We're having a great party here. I'll just walk in here a little bit. You'll get an idea of what it sounds like. So we're having a lot of fun celebrating. Obviously, we don't have all the results in yet, but let's say we're extremely optimistic.
Yes, right now you are at 78 and Bud Rogers is at 20. So that definitely looks good for your reelection.
Yeah, it looks good. And I'm very, very happy at this point. You know, when you're in my position and you get that kind of a vote of confidence from the community, it's a tremendous feeling because what it tells me is that now I can continue to work for the issues that affect my community and the county, and that feels wonderful. I really appreciate the community coming out. And I look forward to more positive results as the evening comes in. And, of course, we have to keep an open mind and see if the poll voters are different. But I do feel very, very optimistic.
Yeah, so what do you look forward to doing on the Board of Supervisors in the future if you do end up permanently clinching this? You've had the position since June of 2012?
Yeah, well, see, you know, as you're probably aware, I mean, we really have a lot of irons in the fire, if you will. You know, we've been dealing with the medical marijuana legislation, and we'll see how things happen in November, whether or not the state will go for legalization. We're trying to position ourselves to make this something that will actually improve and protect the environment and the community as a whole. So that's a very, very tall order. We are, you know, we're basically on the leading edge of that in Humboldt County. And so that will be a lot of work. We've also obviously got some other challenges. We had our budget hearings today, and Measure Z has been very, very helpful to us with regard to law enforcement and safety and fire protection. But every day, we've got something else that needs to be addressed. So we've got to work on building up our budget and hopefully getting an even better economy rolling. There are so many ways we can do that. And, you know, as I like to say, teamwork gets it done. So that's my motto. I like working with people from the community. I like working with other representatives from the cities, from other counties, and going forward. So we got a lot on our plate, but it's very exciting.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking a moment to talk to me after the first returns come in. Definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And again, I want to say a very big thank you to the voters of the 2nd District, to the community, for giving me that little vote of confidence. It makes me feel like we can move forward in a very positive way. And thank you so much, Bailey.
Anytime. Thank you. I'm going to take a moment to go ahead and play some messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be back with some more Election Night coverage. You're listening to KHUM.